Sean Citizen.
Most dancehall artists pitch. Rap doesn't usually pitch.
Yes and no.
In this type of way.
I know what you're saying. In this type of way, specific.
It doesn't pitch musically. It pitches like speech.
Have you, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony?
England had that triplet rap style first.
Who did?
England, UK, Jamaican, UK DJs. Yes. We'll get into all this next time.
Yeah. We gotta get
along
the rhythm.
With the idea of the rhythm.
Rhythm. How could you be a child listening?
This is interesting because, like, it does have pitch. And I haven't heard a lot of rappers that use
it's
melody
a one
that
in the
way.
Five, yeah. They're going in the verses.
Kind of, but they're singing it.
Yeah.
That's kind of unique to this.
That's kind of unique to this group, right?
Definitely. Like, you couldn't do anything like this and not feel like you just copped Bone Thugs. Like, they totally came up. Cleveland.
The music is kind of different, too. It's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, a lot of it is like funkadelic influence coming down, I would say. You know, the keyboard lines and stuff are super like Bernie Worrell style, you know?
Definitely. Smoke a lot of weed on the first. I was gonna say, it was hard. Like, yo, have you ever heard anybody rap and sing so passionately about smoking weed? It was, they...
Oh, come on, this show's never going to end.
I
if
know,
you ask me these kind of questions, we'll keep playing stuff all night.
They're so passionate, like, the passion is so raw.
I mean, you're going to ask about if there's Jamaican weed songs?
I don't know, there's something about this flow, this even the beat production and the sound, the vibe, that's like...
It's interesting.
It's nostalgic.
It's definitely... Well, for me it isn't, because I didn't grow up on it.
True.
I hear a lot of the funkadelic influence, but it's not really funk. It's a different kind of rapping. It's very unique, because like I said, the rap is more pitched. It's like full circle. We were talking about this in the kitchen before we came down to do this. How, like, you know, you need money to survive, but...
Yeah. Listen to Eazy-E's flow right here. Police on my drawers, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfucker. Now my game is tight. Tight as fuck is my game. Easy motherfucking E or Eric, right? It's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stacks my grip. I got, you got like an 80s flow. Yeah.
For the love of this shit. Motherfucker!
Which one? Dre had him in the. I didn't even know he was gonna be on this track, I don't think. Like, get in the fucking booth. Been talking mid love the thuggish way. Who's in the Dr. Dre movie? Dr. Dre had
used this.
I think this is Lazy Bone. It's not Wish. I think that's Lazy.
take you up into a barrel of a gun. See, for the dub, you're done, for the butt, I run.
A lot of melody in that rap, it's very rare.
It's crazy bones. Crazy bones. Yeah, I like
it the most. Cause me and my nigga was hungry. And bitch, if you're stumbling, you might just catch one to the tempo. And I'm bone raw dogging. Some niggas just make this shit simple and rum. To catch one nigga, me filling with bullets and temperament rivers. Remember, me killer.
You don't think this type of beat has like a nostalgic vibe to it though? Not like nostalgic for you personally, but like the minor, the way.
I can see that.
Like,
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I kind of meant by it. It's like the down tempo.
It makes me want to play one Funkadelic track though.
Hell yeah.
My nigga Lazy Bone, Busy Bone, Wishbone, and Fleshy Bone. And I'm that nigga Crazy Bone in the motherfucking hell.
You don't know this one?
That's Bernie?
Yeah. This is Atmosphere by Funkadelic, but it's solo.
Evening, boys and girls.
Oh my god, what record is this?
Evening. Oh, I hate that word called it.
It's like circus music.
I hate that word.
This is from Let's Take It to the Stage.
And this is what Bone Thugs reminded you of?
Not this song specifically, but you know, it reminded me of him, and then I was like, that song's a badass song.
Yeah. It's like Bach.
You hear the rhyming in the background.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll call it.
I can't hear what he's saying though. He said she's full of shit. Sax player in there? Man, he's going ham on that Hammond. How high were they? This is the kind of shit, like, I'll be on a gig, right? And then the keyboard player will be start playing this sort of shit, and I'll get so uncomfortable because I'm like, why would we play this out in public? Or not out in public, more specifically like at a bar or like at a bank.
It's a deep track. It's not a crowd pleaser.
It's not a crowd pleaser.
This is like some contemplative shit you'd be listening to at home.
Yeah, people are drinking, people are having a good time. You don't hit them with the deep shit. Yeah. Oh.
What a tease, right?
Yeah, they were like, you thought that was gonna go there. I thought that was the sound of your chair squeaking when you sat forward.
It is. You heard of musical chairs before?
Yeah.
VersionCity.podomatic.com.
Thank you.
Who needs video anyway?
This is a long song.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's pretty badass, though.
That's why I'm saying, like, we'll be on the gig and the keyboard player will start playing the deepest shit ever. I'm like, do you see we're at, like, a bar in New Brunswick?
Do you see that you're making everyone go outside and smoke cigarettes right now? Like, what? But you know, that has its place. If you place it properly, like, you could say, hey, we want everyone to leave now.
Yeah.
So let's put this on. Exactly. You know, you have to have your crowd, you know, you have to have your crowd control tunes, yeah, too.
We were playing a birthday party one time, and we were just funking out and hitting them. And everyone was having fun. Everyone was dancing. And I don't know, we were in some minor key or whatever. And my dumb ass starts playing the Pink Panther. And then the drummer, Vinny, starts swinging so hard. And in like literally 6 seconds, the entire room left and went out to get beers. And
I know Vinny. Ass.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
How did he clear the room?
We started swinging.
Like playing swing?
Yeah, we were like funking out. And then I started playing the Pink Panther. And then he started swinging. And then everybody left the party. Or, like, went to a different room in the house.
Killed the vibe.
We totally killed it. Never.
I've seen people do that. Different ways.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
I learned that. That was such a good learning experience.
You gotta pay attention.
Yeah.
I saw somebody come on.
This is like when you pull your theremin out and you just start, like.
It might be one of those Moogs with the strip on it.
Yeah.
You know? I saw a guy go on after like a bunch of like conscious reggae stuff with like Rastafarians and everything. It was cultural, right?
Yeah.
And my man just came on with a Punani song and just it was like, yo, you just flopped the whole room. Like, you just weren't paying attention to the vibes that was going on. It was totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So he got embarrassed.
Everyone's playing Roots of Culture songs.
Yeah.
The whole night. All of a sudden, my man comes on.
Where the girls at?
He starts cursing.
Yeah.
Start dropping the F-bomb and playing Punani song. Everybody fled. Because they were getting their Roots of Culture on. And then all of a sudden, hey, you know, the funny thing is, the exact same people, you know, they're going to throw down to bashment music too. Just broke the vibe, you know.
Yeah, like, in other words, right,
if it was
place,
already
right
like
time.
That, all those same people would have been into it. But right now, they were on the culture of vibes.
Yes.
So you couldn't break the vibes.
Yes. You can't just switch it on them without letting them know.
No, you can't sell someone a box of chocolate that when they open it up has gummy bears inside.
Yeah, they're
it's not fucking cool.
Not cool at all. No one's gonna be happy about that.
Except perhaps the gummy bears.
VersionCity.podomatic.com